KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and currently 73 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies to continue today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The superintendent of the AHSTW school district says classes have been canceled for tomorrow so that students and staff from the AHSD and Walnut districts may attend the funeral of a staff member's son. Superintendent Jesse Ulrich made the announcement Wednesday morning on the school district's Facebook accounts following the death of Jason Woodward in Harris County, Texas, last Friday evening. According to a release from the Harris County Sheriff's Department in Texas, Woodward was driving a Harley-Davidson motorcycle along Interstate 45 near George Bush International Airport in Houston when he lost control at a high rate of speed and struck an SUV after exiting the freeway on a frontage road. Authorities pronounced him dead at the scene. An investigation remains ongoing. The 23-year-old Woodward served in the U.S. Marine Corps and was a graduate of AHST High School. He was also a wrestler for AHST. And according to the district's website, Woodward's mother, Pam, works as a secretary at AHST. Jason Woodward's funeral will be held 11 a.m. Friday at the United Methodist Church in Shelby. He'll be buried in the Shelby Cemetery. We're beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel with regard to the Highway 6 or 7th Street reconstruction project here in Atlantic. Scott Sewer, Iowa Department of Transportation District 4 Coordinator in Atlantic, says plans are to open Plum Street into Orchelands on September the 8th and then close the east end of the project for removals. Weather permitting, the project should be finished by the end of this month. During the construction process, four-way stoplights are flashing at the intersection of 7th and Hospital Drive near the highway, the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza, and three-way lights are flashing at 7th and Olive Streets. City leaders remind motorists that you must stop at the lights and remember the right-of-way rules. Mayor Dave Jones and other city council officials say it seems a number of motorists are making rolling stops or not stopping at all when they're coming to the intersections, which has the potential of creating a serious accident. Jones says the police department is stepping up an increase in the number of tickets being written for red light violations, and motorists need to slow down and be more observant at those intersections. Members of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday voted to approve a resolution placing on the November 3rd general election ballot a bond measure asking citizens to approve paying for the restoration of the historic ballroom or theater and the creation of a multi-purpose facility on the second and third floors of the City Hall building. The cost of the bond would not exceed $875,000 and would be paid for through the local option sales tax funds. Design Alliance has placed the cost of work for the project at around $933,000. The council approved $100,000 during the last bond issuance in April for the installation of an elevator that makes the second floor of the building accessible. About $10,000 of those funds have been reserved to compensate Design Alliance for their services to the city. City officials say the remaining $90,000 can be credited to the project, bringing the needed funds available to around $965,000, which is more than enough to cover any unexpected expenses or extras that might end up being needed. Prior to a vote on the resolution, Design Alliance architect firm Representative Jerry Purdy and his colleague Christopher Orth made a presentation on the proposed project, which a task force has been reviewing for the past 6 months in conjunction with the firm's architects and engineers. Purdy said the task force and others made it clear they don't want any changes in the structure to detract from its historic appearance.
We started the exercise with really an envisioning success exercise, and out of that, we were able to determine what we believe to be the priorities to consider for the building, and in particular, second and third floor. And those priority lists, we find that the elevator was the top priority to make it accessible. Consider restrooms as we think about the large open area up there. It's a beautiful space.
Christopher Ortho said among the proposed changes to the building is the elevator that would come from the basement, where a machine room would also be located. On the ground floor level above that, a portion of the mayor's office and the police lobby would be used to make room for the elevator.
On the second floor, we would renovate and restore the ballroom space as we're describing it. We would do some work on the stage to enliven that space, probably rebuilding the dressing rooms and providing that space behind the proscenium. That ballroom space has a multitude of different uses. The ballroom space could be round tables for some sort of a banquet condition. You may have rows of chairs if you had some sort of a performance. Maybe there's a music soloist or a recital performance or something along those lines.
A conference room space for storage of tables and chairs and a serving kitchen for banquet purposes would also be made available under the proposal. A new restroom has also been designed for the second floor. The floor and facilities would be designed to accommodate up to 300 people. A secondary means of egress would also be necessary to evacuate persons from the building if necessary.
On the third floor, we would have some prop storage on top of the dressing rooms. We would restore the seating that's in the balcony right now. And then we found the space up in the northeast corner of the building on the top floor to be kind of interesting. And we thought maybe that's an opportunity to do something that you've not done in City Hall before or in this building before. So we proposed a couple of different options. And one of them that kind of rang a little bit with the task force was maybe that's a coffee shop. Maybe it's a museum, or maybe it's a gallery space for local artists or something along those lines. And it might be two or three of those things combined together.
In other news, the Atlantic City Council held the first readings of ordinances amending the city's code of ordinances with regard to fiscal management and accountability and provisions pertaining to mayor and council compensation. Both ordinances require two more readings before they're passed. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones said an adjustment in pay for city leaders is long overdue.
It's been over 20 years since the last time council got a raise, and I think people ask me, what's going on? I said, it's been 20 years. And they say, if it's been 20 years, it's been 20 years. There's a lot of when you're on council, there's a lot of things you do besides the meeting, if you don't understand or you hear. You know, you're out in public, people are always asking questions, which, I haven't heard anybody complain about it, but it's a nice reward.
The proposed ordinance calls for the council's annual expense to increase $6,700 from the current $10,180 to $16,880. That includes compensation for attending council and committee meetings, and for the mayor's annual expense to increase $2,000 from the current $8,000 to $10,000. If the ordinance is adopted, the increases will not be immediate.
The mayor's salary will not go into effect for 2 years. That's one thing you need to understand. So if I run for re-election, then I'll be eligible for that, or the next mayor would be. The council salary will go into effect the first of the year. And it's not, what is it, $15 per meeting?
Right now it's $30 per meeting. 20 for committees, it all just go to 40.
40, it's great. So it's not that big increase. And like I said, it's been over 20 years. So I think the last time you didn't have a rate for 20 years.
The proposed fiscal management and accountability ordinance, according to the mayor, says the city will not exceed 75% of its debt capacity.
So we don't get to start spending money all of a sudden. Oh, wait a minute. Like some of us hit the runners, then we're out of whack. So we got something to say, you got to stop here. Somebody comes in, so I got the new building coming in. Well, I'm sorry, we're at 75%. So we got something to say, we're holding ourselves back on it. We don't need it, but I thought it'd be a good idea to have it in there anyway.
And the Atlantic City Council last night officially approved the hiring of Amanda Martin as an administrative assistant to City Administrator John Lund. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.